A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today we're going to be looking at some expressions about competition. So this could be related to sport or simply other types of competition like competing for a job or competing in a board game. So I'm going to give you 10 idioms and I'll start with this one. A sore loser. To be a sore loser. A sore loser is someone who is bad at losing. We all know someone who's particularly bad at losing, so we all know a sore loser. An example sentence could be, my sister is such a sore loser. When she loses a board game, she gets upset and always accuses me of cheating, even though I haven't cheated. She is a sore loser. The next idiom is no pain, no gain. I love this one. No pain, no gain. It means you have to work hard to succeed. So for example, training for a marathon requires a huge amount of effort. But you know what they say? No pain, no gain. This has become a really motivational thing to say to someone who's finding it quite difficult to reach their target. Well, no pain, no gain. The next one is, it's anyone's call. It's anyone's call. And this is used when it's difficult to judge the result of a competition. In this case, the word call means decision. So you might say, oh, it's a tough call, which means a tough decision. An example sentence with this expression, it's anyone's call who's going to win the big match tonight. It's very difficult to judge who's going to win. A similar expression is a toss-up. A toss-up. And this is when two outcomes are equally likely. So there's two people or two teams that could win, but we can't decide who is the favourite. For example, I'd have to say it's a toss-up between Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer for the French Open title. A toss-up. Next, a dark horse. A dark horse is a person or a team that is quite unlikely to win a competition, but you never know. They might win. It suggests that maybe they have the qualities to win the tournament or to win the competition, even though it's quite unlikely. For example, before a World Cup in the football, we always talk about who is the dark horse to win the competition. Maybe it's Mexico. Mexico are very much the dark horse to win the World Cup. It's a team no one really expects to win, but maybe they have enough qualities to do it. Okay, we're halfway through the list of idioms about competition. And the next one is all square. To be all square. And this means when a match is tied or a match is level. So if the score is 1-1 or 2-2, it's all square. And I'm going to combine this idiom with my next one. The next idiom is down to the wire. And down to the wire means a contest that won't be decided until the very end. So my example sentence using both of those expressions, it's all square, so this match is going down to the wire. Next is to run out of steam. If you're running out of steam, then you are getting tired. For example, they've shown great effort so far, but it looks like they're running out of steam a bit now. If we say that, it suggests that maybe they're going to find it really difficult in the final part of the match. The next one is a scapegoat. Scapegoat. And a scapegoat is a person you blame for a negative situation. And this is often unfair to blame one particular person. For example, he's always the scapegoat of the team because he doesn't score enough goals, but all the players deserve to be criticised. A scapegoat. And the final one is, well, it's a bit of a funny one, but I thought I would include it. And it's not over until the fat lady sings. It's not over until the fat lady sings. And this means you should not assume the outcome of a competition, of a match, until it's definitely over, because you never know. Something could happen right at the end, even if it looks quite unlikely. So for example, it looks like Manchester United are going to win the match, but it's not over until the fat lady sings. Okay, so there you have 10 expressions, all about competitions. If you enjoy sport or different types of competition, and you listen to English commentary or read English reports about matches or games of a sport, then you might see or hear some of those expressions. So that's all from me for today's podcast. I hope you found it enjoyable and useful. And remember, if you have any ideas for themes or topics you would like me to talk about on this podcast, then you can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.